Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New Texas congressional map, you know, the one that was redrawn by Republicans to create five more seats for the GOP for next year, that's been found unconstitutional. We get the latest from KRLD's Chris Fox. The state's apparently appealing now to the U.S. Supreme Court.
A three-judge panel in El Paso federal court found the congressional map to be racially discriminatory. The 160-page decision written by U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, who wrote that the plaintiffs have shown that they're likely to succeed on their racial gerrymandering challenges, an argument made by LULAC attorney Nina Perales.
The process was kicked off by a letter from the Trump administration that focused on race. Legislators talked about race. And then when they were talking about their final product, they describe it in terms of race. That's unconstitutional.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the state will appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court and that he expects the court to uphold the state's sovereign right to engage in partisan redistricting. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, some members of Congress have been affected by redistricting, and they responded to the ruling today. Congressman Lloyd Doggett said reports of his political death are greatly exaggerated.
CD37, which I represent, CD35, which Congressman Cassar represents, and all the other Texas congressional districts will remain unchanged for 2026.
State Rep. Briscoe Cain says he's confident the court obstruction will be swiftly overcome.
We have new information this afternoon from the police chief of Salina on the investigation into former middle school teacher and coach Caleb Elliott. We hear from KRLD's Emily Capatillo that investigators are now saying they have identified 38 victims.
For the past 7 weeks, the police department conducted the investigation and interviewed victims, witnesses, Salina ISD staff, and family members. Elliott is being charged on 8 counts of sexual exploitation of children.
During the investigation, our detectives obtained more than 10 images, but less than 50 images that meet the definition of child pornography.
Chief John Colson says the department's investigation concluded no other person knew about the misconduct and debunked a rumor about a camera being placed inside the boys' locker room. From the 24-hour news center, Emily Capatillo, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Federal judge orders some school districts to take out the Ten Commandments displays from the classrooms. This comes after the ACLU filed a second suit. The lawsuits say requiring or even letting Ten Commandments displays in classrooms forces religious messaging onto students and their families. Judge agreed the plaintiffs would probably succeed on their constitutional claims and telling districts take down the displays while the case proceeds. U.S. Tennis Association, the latest group that the state is investigating because they let men play in women's matches. The attorney general put out a civil investigative demand, requires the association's Texas League to show its policies.
Women in Texas can be assured that the integrity of their sports will be protected in Texas.
The attorney general says if the USTA misleads players about the people they're competing against, his office will take action.
Cowboys over the Raiders, 33-16. Monday night football.
We're back, baby. We're back.
That's it. Nothing's going to stop us now.
That's right.
Playoffs, here we come. And we were just during this last break, we saw Bobby Belt walk by. See, this is what you guys have to look forward to.
So believe me, this isn't going to be the last time we do that. Hey, come here.
This is what it was made for. This is why we're all on the same floor. This was the BP vision right here. We were all going to be able to pull each other's side, and I dig it.
So, yeah, if I ever happen to walk by there and you want to just yell at me,
exactly. Holler. If I need you to record a bit and pretend to be somebody. exactly.
Because that's
what we're here for.
Right next to the Fan now, to their studios. And Bobby, of course, with the Fan. Cowboys Insider is with us right now. 33-16, an emotional win, obviously, for this team. And that emotion was, well, I think it was two things, the emotion and the fact that the Raiders are terrible.
The Raiders are terrible. The Cowboys are getting better. I mean, they did add a bunch of players during the bye week. It was essentially like a mini offseason for them in terms of the personnel they added. If you take, you know, guys coming back from injury, guys who were added at the deadline, last night the top 10 leaders on defense and snap count, like the number of plays that they played, five of them didn't play a single snap against the Cardinals 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, it was like a whole new defense. So that's a big benefit for them. But yeah, a lot of emotion, and that can go one of two ways. I think a lot of people would have been like, if they lost by 30 yesterday, even to a bad team, nobody was going to blame them because it's been difficult to prepare and emotionally get ready. But they came out and they went the other way, which is play for his memory and really attack the game.
Boy, I look at that defense and the defensive tackle position now is a huge plus for them with Williams, Clark, and Osa. I mean, and Quinton. I mean, he couldn't have had a better debut.
No, he was dominant, and it was very early on you felt his presence out there where it's like, yeah. Oh, okay, he's making a difference. And even the times where, you know, Osa or Kenny Clark or any of these guys get free, a lot of times that's still a Quinnen Williams effect because of the way that he eats up blockers and kind of takes up space. So it's a huge benefit to have him here, and the Cowboys hope, like, okay, this is our vision for even if our secondary is not great, let's try to generate some passers.
At least it helps the secondary a little bit.
So what was the deal? CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens held out of the first series.
They had to have gone out and gotten drunk at the casino or something and missed a curfew.
So if you ask George Pickens, he literally said after the game, he was like, it was a personnel decision. We thought they were going to run the ball, like we were going to run the ball a little bit more. We just decided to throw it around the yard, which I don't know if he was like thinking they'll buy this or if he was joking with us, but that's what
he
said.
They'll buy this.
We're not buying it.
But no, nobody is really willing to say what it is. Jerry didn't tell us this morning. Schottenheimer didn't say last night. They would just say some things were missed is what Brian Schottenheimer said. And Jerry referenced meeting type things. So, you know, you miss a team meeting or whatever, it's a punishment. The precedent had been set earlier in the year where Trayvon Diggs had gotten punishment early in the season. Really hard to then say, guys, you're not going to be held to the same standard. And so
I think it's a classic case of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
See, I wanted that to be Jerry's line today when we asked him. I thought that would be a perfect Jerry denial, but he missed it. We didn't put on the tee enough for
him. I'm surprised nobody has used that yet.
So here we go now. This is going to be the toughest three-game stretch of the season. They've got, let's see, the Eagles coming in, mm-hmm. and then they get the Thanksgiving game against a desperate Kansas City Chiefs team. And then they have to go on the road to Detroit. And you look, the four wins they have this year, Giants, Jets, Commanders, and Raiders. Those are four bad teams.
Yeah, and they tied the Packers. That's half a win. This is going to be a tough stretch. But the good thing for them is it's not as difficult of a stretch as it looked like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are not the same football team right now. The Chiefs and the Lions were the Super Bowl favorites at the beginning of the year. The Chiefs and the Lions are both out of the playoffs right now. If the playoffs started today, they wouldn't be in. The Eagles have a good record, but their offense has had serious problems this year, and there's been a lot of dysfunction. And then a little bit after that, they got the Chargers, who have not been a particularly impressive winning football team, and they got rocked over the weekend. And outside of that, it's below 500 teams the rest of the way. So When the Cowboys start looking at it and they're just trying to go like, what's our path here? Mm-hmm. It feels easier to them, I think, to talk themselves into, we can only lose, like, we might be able to get away with losing one or two more games here.
Yeah.
What is your, real quick, your what grade do you give Tyler Guyton for that flop?
Oh, that was the greatest.
It was very
strong. Academy Award.
Yeah, man. No, it was very strong.
That was A+.
Jerry said today he was going to recommend him for Landman because of the acting job.
Well, see, that's so good.
Yeah. He's playing better, too. He's starting to settle in, but yeah, he definitely sold it. I thought it was effective. He learned from soccer.
That was WWE worthy.
He took it.
Bobby, thanks so much.
Guys.
We appreciate you stopping by. Now you can continue on to the elevator.
Yeah.
Thank you very
get
much.
Out of here.
Yeah. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt from The Fan, 105.3 The Fan, is with us here on KRLD.
Do you want to go ahead and take a call here from Garland Chuck?
Oh, okay.
All right. He apparently in the 50s was stuck in an elevator with some pretty big names.
Back. All right, Chuck.
All right, Chuck, what you got for us?
Okay, right after they got finished shooting the movie The Alamo in San Antonio with John Wayne, Richard Boone, Chills Wills, Lawrence Harvey.
Old names.
Linda Crystal, the whole mess, Richard Boone, the whole mess of them. We were staying at the St. Anthony Hotel on the same floor that all of those were staying there in San Antonio. And ran into them a time or two on the elevator, ate dinner with them a time or two in the St. Anthony Hotel restaurant.
That's good.
And Richard Boone invited myself and my brother to come up to his room, watch an episode of Have Gun Will Travel with him and Chills Wills that he had directed.
That's awesome.
That was John Wayne.
And you met John Wayne, too?
Yes, sir. I've got all of them autographed.
There you go.
Man, that's pretty awesome. That was a good elevator.
The Duke.
Did he get?
I don't know if we ain't on the air. I don't think, but I've got one about old Chills Wheels. It's kind of risque if you want to hear it.
No, I don't know about that. we better be careful with that.
But we appreciate
Chills
the call.
Chills Wheels. I'm going to have to look that guy up.
Chills Wheels. You'd recognize the voice for sure. He did a lot of stuff back then. But Richard Boone inviting you up to his room to watch an episode of Have Gun Will Travel. And, that'd be pretty cool.
A little risque story with Chills Wheels. I'll tell you off the air.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.